From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Apple will announce earnings after markets close today, and experts are watching for news about one thing: the iPhone. In recent months, the tech giant's smartphones have accounted for over half of Apple revenue, Marketplace's David Weinberg reports.
There are two types of Apple product launches: the revolutionary, like the first iPhone, and the evolutionary, like the newly released iPhone 5C and the iPad Air. As a result, tech analyst Jeff Kagan doesn't expect Apple's numbers to surge ahead of its competitors.
It's not really going to transform the marketplace at all.
When Apple introduced the 4S 2 years ago, the phone accounted for nearly 70% of iPhone sales.
The 5, in contrast, then accounted for something like about 50% after a few months.
Mike Levin with Consumer Intelligence Research Partners says that the early data suggests the iPhone 5S, like the 5, won't account for a high percentage of iPhone sales.
And since we haven't had it in a couple of years, everybody's thinking that it's not good news for Apple.
Investors will find out today whether these upgraded products will help Apple fend off competition and boost declining profits. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.